It's that time on the radio where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. How are we, Bill?
Hi, Howard. I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. Well, we are in the middle of the transition period, and last week we mentioned some problems with transferring your pensions after that transition period. So can we have a look at that in more detail this week? Sure. Bill, it has been possible for expatriates to transfer some pensions out of the UK for a number of years now. Such transfers are usually to QuarOps, aren't they? But can you remind me what these are?
Yeah, QuarOps is another one of these Richard Financial Services Pensions acronyms. It's a QROPS, standing for Qualifying Recognised Overseas Pension Scheme. What does that mean? Well, it does what it says on the tin. It qualifies, first of all, under UK legislation as a legitimate means of moving your pension fund out of the UK to another territory. Recognised means it's also recognised by the tax authority. Some QROPS are not recognised. For example, New Zealand and Singapore are territories which offer QROPS arrangements, but they are no longer recognised by the UK for you to make a free transfer, if you like, of your pension fund, because they have been accused of pension fund busting, which is something the revenue are much against. Qualified recognised overseas pension scheme, overseas because the scheme is outside the UK, and pension scheme for what it is. Now, if you want to think about your own pension fund, and assuming that you may have many more than one pension funds, many people have an accumulation of a variety of pensions accumulated through life with different employers, and frankly for self-employed people and successful businessmen who may have had a partnership at one stage and then a limited company at another, so different types of pensions. What QROPS allows you to do is to ring fence all of those, and without charge or penalty, provided the QROPS scheme is located within the European Union, you can transfer all of that pension fund out of the UK into a QROPS scheme recognised and qualifying within the European Union without any charge whatsoever. Now, that means that once you're in that scheme outside the UK, you're clearly longer under the UK's restrictive provisions as set down by the revenue in relation to pension schemes. You can withdraw much greater sums of the cash from it, indeed in many cases the whole of the cash. You can improve the level of the income that you receive from the pension scheme because you're not restricted by the UK rules, although it's sensible to have actuarial guidelines as to follow to make sure you don't denude your pension scheme too quickly. But it also gives you control over the pension fund. If you're no longer living in the UK, do you really want your pension fund to be denominated 90% in sterling when your currency of spending is the euro, for example? The answer is probably not. You need to reconfigure the underlying assets. You need to make sure that those assets held within your pension scheme are going to improve the value of the remaining pension scheme for the rest of your life. And you can't really do that with a UK pension scheme when you've moved out of the UK, but you can transfer those pensions out of the UK into a QROPS and have signatures as I've just described.
Yeah, so generally QROPS are beneficial. Are there any downsides though, Bill?
I don't really think there are, Howard. It's worth remembering that if you are going to transfer, and there's a huge number of pension scams going on, so be very careful about wild advertising claims and cold calling by telephone or by an individual. More problems with free pensions regime over the last 5 or 6 years than I've ever experienced in my entire life in the business of wealth management pensions. The fact is to know that you're getting advised independently and objectively by an individual who is free of bias and who has qualified by examination the opportunity that he represents in relation to your personal pension. And the simple fact of the matter is that if you, in terms of downside, you don't want to be transferring your pension scheme to a QROPS outside of the European Union during the transition period, because under the EU directives, and remember the UK is still a pseudo member of the EU until at least the 31st of December 2020. If you move your pension fund during that period to a QROPS based within the European Union, you can transfer all of your fund out without any charge to tax, perfectly legitimately and within the law. If you were to transfer the same pension fund, even during that transition period, to a non-recognised, non-qualifying area, And I only quoted Singapore and New Zealand because I know they are no longer qualifying nor recognised. If you transfer it to those jurisdictions or any other jurisdiction outside of the European Union, you will suffer a 25% loss of the capital of your pension fund. Why would you do that? There's no point.
Yeah.
So there is an opportunity during this period to take action which will give you considerable benefit without any disadvantages at all.
Well, you've just mentioned, Bill, what the UK government introduced in 2017, this new tax called the Overseas Transfer Charge. Can you say in a bit more detail what it is? And does it apply to British expatriates living in the EU?
No, it doesn't, Howard, to answer your last question first. It doesn't apply to British expatriates living in the EU, unless, of course, you're a British expatriate living in the EU with a UK pension, which you then decide to transfer to a CureOx outside of the EU. If you do that, then the overseas transfer charge will apply. Initially, a lot of territories saw this as an opportunity to attract funds into their jurisdiction. So places like, as I, just to keep the same examples going, Singapore and New Zealand, they saw this as an opportunity to offer what I would describe as fairly loose arrangements regarding pensions so that they might attract people to come and live there, and if they weren't living there, to transfer their pension fund there. So if they didn't go to live in New Zealand or Singapore, at least they sent their money to live there. The rules that they laid down for the way in which individuals could then access their pensions funds were so liberal that this was really called pension fund busting. They were just busting the whole arrangement of a pension fund entirely without any protection for the individual who might make a careless or inappropriate decision. And so the UKNM Revenue introduced an overseas transfer charge if you move your pension fund or funds to a jurisdiction outside of the European Union. And that means, of course, that at that point you lose 25% of the value of your pension fund. Why on earth would you do that? I can't imagine.
Yeah. So, Bill, for our listeners in Spain, do you think the UK will continue to allow transfers into a CureOx after Brexit?
Oh, very good question, Howard. A very good question indeed. I really don't know. I think the likelihood is they won't. Okay. Why do I think that? I don't. I think they won't because it seems to me that the UK government don't have a great deal of sympathy to people who want to leave the UK and take their fund with them. And as we're no longer bound by the EU directive on the free movement of capital, the UK government, and indeed I'm sure the UK revenue, will see any transfers out of the UK after the exit from the pseudo membership of the European Union at the 31st of December, if there is no extension to the withdrawal agreement period, the transition period, then I think there will not be any free transfers into the European Union. Blevins Franks has positioned itself in a sense with great advantage because we have a central platform of operation coming out of Malta, which is a member of the European Union. So we are well placed, if you like, to continue to offer pensions transfer advice, almost whatever the circumstances. So will they still continue to allow tax-free transfers into Europe? I hope so, but you can't be guaranteed. If you are in a position of possessing a pension or a collection of pensions, which you have not yet made your mind up about, much, much safer to act before the 31st of December as soon as possible to make sure that the UK government do not take away a quarter of your life savings insofar as your pension fund is concerned. And at the same time, you bring yourself into a much greater level of access to the fund, an improved level of income, and all sorts of versatility over the ownership of the fund, the choice of currencies that you invest in, the choice of assets you invest in instead of it being controlled by some third-party trustee. So I think this is the time to think about taking positive action in respect of your pension funds.
Yeah. Well, that danger of a 25% overseas transfer charge is hanging around there. Do you think it will be extended after Brexit?
I think it will, Howard. I think that, you know, if you've left the European Union and rules no longer apply, and you have a national of your own country who is about to depart the UK and therefore in many cases not contribute to the UK economy any further, what incentive is there? This is a rhetorical question. What incentive is there for the government to suggest you can now leave and take all of your pension fund with you, upon which they have given you tax relief for the whole of your working life? I think there will be an opportunity here for the revenue to capture some of that tax relief back by imposing the the overseas transfer charge if you move your pension out of the United Kingdom after the end of the transition period.
So you don't think it's going to happen before the transition period, Bill?
You know, it can't happen, Howard, because we're bound by the EU directive.
Right, indeed. What happens...
Sorry, Howard, I didn't mean to cut across you there.
No.
European, we have to abide by all of the European Union directives until the 31st of December, unless there's an extension to the transition period, and this is one of those things, that one of those rules we will have to abide by.
What happens if we end up under WTO rules after transition, if that happens as a... I don't know, by accident or whatever. What happens then regarding this 25% charge?
Yeah, that is those two things are actually quite exclusive to each other. The WTO rules operate on questions of trade between the European Union and the United Kingdom, whereas the pensions transfers are more governed, if you like, by the legislation set in the UK, which is effective and in accordance with the EU directives until the end of the transition period. And so there is no question that in that transition period that any hardship or change in the rules is going to occur. What will happen after the transition period is that, and in the process of the transition period, we may become aware of the government's attitude to the transfer out of the UK of UK pensions, and we'll have a much clearer picture. But I would say it's a 60-40 in favour of there being a transfer charge, an overseas transfer charge, once the UK has finally left the European Union and is no longer governed by EU directives.
Yeah, I think you're probably right, because there's probably a shortage of money, we would imagine, with the changes and all the things to do. So finally, Bill, how soon do people need to act if they're thinking of transferring a UK pensions into a Quarops? As soon as possible, I guess.
Yeah, it's really sort of, as I mentioned earlier, Howard, I think the answer is that, you know, the sooner you take action, because this isn't a simple matter. Look, no one should be taking action in relation to their pension scheme unless they've had very solid regulated, and that is in Blevins Frank's terms, regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority of the UK, regulated advice, which is impartial, independent and objective. You do not want to be taking risks with cold calls that offer you the earth with your pension fund or a variety of different options. You don't want to be responding to advertising which doesn't appear to be solid. You need to be certain that you're getting great advice. And the benefit of Blevins Franks is that we have a whole raft of individuals who are qualified by examination to give pensions advice and to make sure that you end up with the economic result of saving all of your working life for a pension and optimising, maximising the benefits from it by adding one and one together and getting 2.5. And Quarops can bring that about simply because greater access to the underlying cash, greater levels of income from the pension fund itself, a variety of optional choices over the investments you might want to make that could be more tax efficient and give you better growth in your pension fund as well. So it's worth sitting down and talking to an independent and qualified advisor to make sure that you get the direction for your pension correct, because you can't afford to make a single mistake in transferring your pension, or you could end up being the victim of so many of the scams that are going around. And of course, one of the things about Blevins Franks is that, you know, with thousands of clients already comfortably living within the European Union, with having taken advice about their pensions, you know, that in itself is an advertisement for the quality of the advice we give.
Indeed it is. And the easiest way to get in touch with you, Bill?
I think the website, Howard. I think at www.blevinsfranks.com there is a whole raft of information about Quarops, about pensions, and an opportunity for you to look to see where your local office is and to make a call, to sit down and speak with a qualified and regulated advisor who can point you in the right direction with your life savings to make sure that he gives you sufficient evidence and confidence that in taking his advice you're going to end up in a better place than you would otherwise be.
Many thanks. We'll talk again at the same time next week, when I believe we're going to be talking about wealth tax in Spain.
OK, well, that's nice, Howard. Take care. I'll go and swat up on that.
OK, I'll let you get on and do it. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Take care.